Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim b'siyata d'shmaya gedola on the topic of Talmudic methodology based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagaon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel Zichrono Livracha. And as we go through this sefer, we see both the godless of Rav Amiel and also the depth and beauty of Torah. And just to go a little bit into the kitchen and see how things are cooked up, the different concepts, the different ideas. And it's just so beautifully done, one of a kind. And we are in the middle of the meat of Metzius V'din. And there should be a S'chus for Abraham and Rasi Sheyichil, a S'chus for David Avram, Ben Maris Hanna Miriam, V'chol Yotzei Chalotzav. So we will begin Mirtz Hashem, and the sefer, this is Chelek Beis, Midiyat Aleph, and we are on Os Ayin Vav. Says Rabbeinu, V'aleinu la'osif od et ha'evdel bein din isur mitzad echad u'bein din kodesh v'din tumah mitzad sheni. So we have to add that there's a distinction between the din of Isser on one hand and the din of Kodesh and Tuma on the other hand. There's Isser and then there's Kedusha and Tuma. Because again, we're talking about the meat of Metzius V'din. There's sometimes a reality and how that interacts with din, with halacha, with law. When it comes to Metzius, the reality is the reality independent of any other factors. Even if there are no other people in the world, the Metzius is still going to be a Metzius. V'afidim lo yeh afidu adam echad ba'olam gam kein ein ha-Metziut ne'ederet al yedei kach. The Metzius doesn't disappear because there's nobody around. The Metzius remains a Metzius regardless. Lo kein musag ha-din. Din is different. Din is on the person. If there's no man, if there are no people, there's no din. Metzius is independent of human existence, and din is dependent on human existence. Achein b'med varim amurim b'din isur she'ein isur b'li adam she'alav bah isur. So what are we talking about? We're talking about iser. There's no iser without a person upon whom the iser falls, to whom the iser pertains. And there's no difference between an Isser Cheftza and an Isser Gavra, because even an Isser Cheftza pertains to a person, that there's an Isser Cheftza on the person. Right? So there has to be a person for there to be an Isser Cheftza, an Isser on the object. However, the concept of Kodesh and Tumah are different, that even though Kodesh also includes Isser, but we can understand very clearly and very well that Shelohek haKodesh ba mechamat haIsur ela lahefech haIsur ba mechamat haKodesh. The Kodesh doesn't come because of the Isser. It's not because it's Asur, therefore it's holy. It's Fakeret. Because it's holy, therefore it's Asur. And the very concept of Kedusha is a type of Metzius, that even if there's no people in the world, it's still going to be holy. So again, we're making a beautiful distinction between Isser and Kedusha. Isser is telling the existence of people, whereas Kedusha is not telling the existence of people. Kedusha is an independent concept. Now from the Kedusha will flow Isser, right? Because it's Hekdesh, it'll be Aser, Bahanar, whatever. But the idea is that it starts with Kedusha, and that's an independent reality, independent of the existence or non-existence of other people. V'kachu davam b'musaga tum'ah. This is a very, I wrote on the side of my Gemara, of my Sefer, here's a lot of Mara Makomos. Truth is, you could do that a lot, plus they put out the Sada Rav Kuka, Amidos Lecheker, Alecha Rav Amiel, and they have a lot of Mara Makomos there, but today with computers, I have the Shari Yosher and Shar Gimel Perik Ches, Shirim of Gon Michal Feinstein, in Perek Chav Zayin, Mishnah Tes, I believe, in that's in Kalim. And the Shari Torah of Rav Shmuel Volk, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Chelek Dalet, Simon Gimel, Osof Osian Aleph, Rav Moshe, and the Dibros Moshe on Shabbos, and in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, there are more Ma'ar Makomos Akoponim. You see this also in Tumah. She'afal pisha gama Tumah hu din. You're right, Tumah is a din. V'chol daval tamei mitamei ata adam v'akelim, o ata ochalim v'amashkin. And anything tamei is mitamei people, or mitamei kelim, or mitamei food and drink. And the whole nafkamina of these tumas is vis-a-vis a person. Now, we have to understand that only the nafkamina is tali in a person, but the very concept of tuma is an independent concept. And a sheretz is tamei, and it's mitamei a person, but it's mitamei because it's tamei. And that's a siman that it's tamei mitzad atzmo. So it's not tamei because it's mitamei, fakert. It's mitamei because it's tamei. You know, you can live 1,000 years and not think about this, but how does it work? Is it tamei because it's mitamei, or is it mitamei because it's tamei? Which means, is it tamei because of something external, because it's mitamei people? So really, then it depends on people, it depends on external realities, people, kelim, etc., food, drink. Or no, fakaret, it's independent, it doesn't depend on any, it's not contingent on any external realities. And it's only mitame, the only reason it is, does impact other beings, other realities, is because it's tame, meaning it's inherent, and that's the emes, according to Rav Amiel's Mahalach, that be'etzem it's tame, that it's inherently tame. And there's a big discussion, is tuma mitzias or not a mitzias, or is tuma just a din? So the Rav here is understanding that tuma is a mitzias, and because of this mitzias of tuma, so it has a din tuma and it's mitame other things. So we have the musig of iser. For iser you have to have people. But I'm understanding, by the way, that he's saying, he doesn't say that explicitly, that tum is a mitzias. But that's what I'm understanding from the context, because he says that mitzias doesn't need anything else. A din needs people. So iser needs people. That's a din. Kedusha is obviously a din also, but it's a mitzias. There's a mitzias of Kedusha. And the iser only comes as a result of the mitzias of Kedusha. Tumah is a mitzias. There's a mitzias of tumah. There's a very good article about this by Dr. Henschke in the Sinai Journal many years ago. Very, very brilliant man, Rabbi Dr. David Henschke from Yeshivat HaKotel. I mean, originally he's been a professor for many years, but he's a Yari Shamayim. I remember when he used to come to Yeshiva and daven, and you see how much of a Yari Shamayim is when someone daven, so I definitely give him the thumbs up for Yari Shamayim. Anyway, not that he needs my Haskama, but he discusses this whole onion, his Tumah Mitzias, not a Mitzias, but and look also in the Ma'ar Makomos that I gave before. So we're saying that Tumah is a Mitzias, and because there's a Mitzias of Tumah, Meila, it's also Mitame. But it starts with its reality of being Tame, and that's not dependent on anybody or anything. And Midem, with this, we can answer the Kashya of the Gemara and the Rambam. The Rambam holds Svega Daraisa as Lekula Min HaTorah. So the Kashya is, on the Rambam, this is the Demeli, the Kashya of the Shev Shmaitza. In my edition of the Midos, it says Kushis HaShas al Rambam, but I think he means Kushis HaShev Shmaitza al Rambam. So the Shmaitza says, asked on the Rambam, that we say in the first parak of the Gemara, above Mitzia, that Asfekos Nechnasim Ladir Lehis Aser, that doubtful animals go into the pen, and if they're doubtful whether they're chayav in Meiser Behema, or they already have Kedusha, and they're not chayav in Meiser Behema. So it says that misafek, you go in, they go into the pen, and you take Meiser Behema off them. So the Gemara says, what's the safek? If you're going to say if it's safek b'chor, ma pitom. Yakodesh Amrachmana Velo Shekvar Kadosh. It says that the tenth will be holy, not that it's already holy. So how can you say that a Safek Bechor is counted for your Meiser Behema? Well, Rabba Manal the Karile my Karile came to Menatoro Mutar Begizav Avoda. Ain Likro Adze Beglal Shekvar Ain Likro Adze Beglal Shekvar Kadosh. What's the it's already holy according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, min haTorah, it's mutar b'gizav avodah safek b'chor. You're allowed to shear it, you're allowed to work with it, because sfeg daraisa l'kula min haTorah. So since it's mutar, so then why are you calling it kvar kadosh? What do you mean? Ilema safek b'chor, it will be kodesh, not that it's already kodesh, and the safek b'chor is already kodesh. According to the Rambam, it's not already kodesh, because it's mutar b'gizav avodah. That's the kasha and the Rambam. So you, Rambam, if you're right, I understand. The Sofik writes lechumra min haTorah. So memeil, it's considered a kvar kodesh because you go lechumra with these fakas. It's already holy. But according to you, the Rambam, then we go lekula. It's not holy b'chal. You're allowed to do gizan avoda. That's the kasha. Achein zeu asher amarnu. I love when they say that. Hu asher dibarnu. I just love those lashonas. I'm so sorry. Torah so gishmak. So that's exactly what we've been saying. What have we been saying? We've been saying that the whole concept of Kedusha is independent of external realities. So when the Rambam says that Tzveik Adaraisa and Atar is Lekula, it's not Begeder Vada, it's Begeder Safek. But the Etzem HaMitzius and the Etzem Adin remain doubtful. Just a person is allowed to go Lekula. You are allowed to go lekula, but the din, the mitzias, remains misupik, right? It doesn't change the reality of the object, it just changes the way you relate to it. Min haTorah, you go lekula, but not that the object is, right? Safik tumei rishus haravim, it says tahar, because it doesn't say a lashon of lekula. It's not talking about you relating to it. As we will see soon, Amir Tishem. Here it's just the way you're relating to it. You're relating to it as if it's not kadosh. You're relating to it, lekula. So, b'med dvarim amurim im asafik ubisafik yisr. Shekamul kol musag din yisur al adam. That's only when it relates to person. So the din yisr is on the person. So you can go lekula. You can go lekula and do gizan avoda. But if the suffix is in the din kodesh, the hagdara of suffix lekul isn't shaykh. And it's a mistake to say that the kedushin of bechor comes mitzad the isser of gizan avoda. Ma pitom? It's fakert. The isser of gizan avoda, the isser of shearing and working, comes mitzad the kedusha. And the etzem hakedusha is a concept as independent. And if it's a suffix, it remains a suffix. That maybe it's Yeh Kadosh, Shekvar Kadosh. So even though Begizav Avodah, it's Mutah, that doesn't change the absolute reality. There's the Metzias. Is this already holy? Ken Zayin Yeh? Maybe yeah. Maybe it is holy. Maybe it is a Bechor. Maybe it is Kvar Kadosh. Ah, you can do Gizan Avodah. That's a different word. You're allowed to go to Kula. But Be'etzim Batzmusa, the object remains Kadosh. You're allowed to go to Kula. And with this, we can answer the Kasha that they ask on the Rambam. Why do we need a special halacha of Safek Tum versus Sarabim Tar? Sveka Daraisa Menatara Lekula. So it's Pashat that Safek Tum versus Sarabim is going to be Tar. We always say Sveka Daraisa Menatara Lekula. Because there we could say the same answer. That Tum is different. Because there the Safek has not been Ogea to the person. It's been Ogea to the Tumma, which is independent of how we relate to it. Remember, we said that when it comes to Isser, it only depends on the person. And when it comes to Tum and Kedusha, these are independent concepts regardless of anybody else or anything else. So when we say that it's suffix is tar, we're saying it's tar be'etzim. The Rambam won't help us with that. The Rambam says you go lekula. That means you go lekula, but it doesn't change the metzias of the object. And if we say sveika is lekula, we say suffix or suffix tum shesarabim is tar, so you're saying it's tar be'etzmuso. So Lekula is telling you how to behave, so you can behave Lekula. But we want to know about Tumah here. And Tumahs, we want to know about the object itself. So when it comes to Safek Isser, so Enachinami, Safek Isser, you go Lekula, regardless of what the Metzias of the object is. Maybe the object is Usser, but you can go Lekula. When it comes to Tumantara, there it is independent of human intervention and interaction and interface and inter everything else and integration and inter. I like that word. So it's independent. We want to know inherently, what is this object? Is it tame or tar? So there, it doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're relating to it. We want to know about the object itself. So therefore we say, Safik dar tame rishus harab is tar, tar bat smusa. And that's not not relating to the person, relating to the object itself. And therefore we need a special din, a Safik tame rishus harabim is tar, to say that the object itself is tar. And again, that's the Lashonos. Safik dar isim en atara is lekula, yugo lekula, when we're dealing with Isser. And Safik tuma, the Lashon is tar. Safik tame rishus harabim, Lashon is tar, meaning the object itself is tar, not relating to the way you interact with the object. That is amazing, Baruch Hashem. These are very Yisodistik and Yanim. Obviously, Ish harbeh ma laharich v'leva'er. And Mirtz Hashem, we will, I very much hope, continue in future Shiurim and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem is Baruch Shema. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.